Kitty Rocks the House by Carrie Vaughan. Narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Copyright 2013 by Carrie Vaughan, LLC. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Carrie Vaughan, LLC, care of Ashley Grayson Literary Agency, and was produced in the year 2013 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. For all the death I'd seen, I'd been to very few funerals. This one was fraught, and I couldn't sort out my feelings, or what I was supposed to be feeling. Grandma Norval had fallen and broken her hip 3 months ago, but the pneumonia she caught after had been the final culprit. I kept thinking I should have been there. I should have come to visit one more time if I hadn't been so busy, if I'd just made the effort. But I thought she'd hang on longer. I thought she'd always be here. How selfish it was to feel guilty at someone's funeral, as if her passing were somehow my fault or a personal inconvenience. I was sad, nostalgic, tired, shell-shocked. Mostly, I was worried about my father. He seemed tall and stoic enough, his chin up, eyes dry. Mom held her arm wrapped around his and kept a tissue close to her eyes. He didn't seem to be looking at anything, though, not the flower-drenched casket, not the dark-suited minister, not the sky or grassy lawn with its rows of modern polished headstones. I couldn't tell what he was thinking. I couldn't ask. The service was graveside. The springtime Arizona weather was...